Hello, awesome DLC listeners. It's Jeff Cannata. Quick apologies for the end of the previous episode. For some reason, the file that we uploaded to the server cuts off at about the hour 40 mark. And even though I've re-uploaded the file multiple times, it doesn't seem to be updating into the RSS. So many of you have reached out and said, hey, where's the end of the episode? Well, here's the end of the episode. Thought I'd just put this out as a little supplementary few minutes at the end so you get the full DLC experience. Sorry for the inconvenience of having it work out this way, but I can't figure out how to make it work any better. At least you get the whole episode. Hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Speaking of Marvel, Christian, I know you played 5-Minute Marvel recently. Did you enjoy that?
It's kind of been a regular here at our house throughout the pandemic. Jeff, you've played 5-Minute Dungeon, yes, mm-hmm. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
5-Minute Dungeon came out, I feel like, forever ago. And yeah. At least in my circle, even with friends, and then as friends had kids, kind of took the world by storm because it is an easy-to-play frenetic card game where a different style of game, but like Marvel Snap, everyone's playing at once. There's no wait time. There's no, okay, well, no, wait, your brother needs to take their turn.
Yeah.
You're playing. And so there is and they're 5 minutes, you know, in the name, the game, and you can progress and have it be longer, but each battle is 5 minutes. So it has, again, maybe like Marvel Snap, it is a card game that limits the time in which you're playing and keeps people engaged the whole time. So it's a variation of 5-Minute Dungeon. And the way the games work is you have a boss card or an activity card out that you need to defeat, and it's matching symbols. So on your deck, you're playing in 5-Minute Marvel, you're playing a Squirrel Girl, you have your set of abilities that go with you, and you need to lay down certain abilities to defeat the activity or boss card in front of you. So you got to take down the shield. So you're doing that. Then someone else is going to lay down their power card to create a trap so that Dr. Doom can't do this. But it's all happening kind of in real time as you're trying to create the status condition, I guess, for lack of a better word.
It's a cooperative game. So you're all working together for this goal, right? Okay.
Yes, the bad guy is an NPC. You know, it is the card, the card villain that you are playing against, and everybody is either is a hero trying to take down this boss together, this objective. And then once you clear that, the next boss card is like a mini boss, and then the main boss, and they become harder. And as you discard, as you discard your cards, you don't get them back again until that next 5-minute regroup. So it's requires some level of communication where sometimes you can get yourself into a pickle by being excited and playing a card because yes, it works there and it matches the symbol of what you're trying to do against the boss card, but probably would have been better held for later. Mm. And you don't have that opportunity to pull it back again until you kind of reset the counter. In 5-Minute Marvel, Jarvis is the countdown voice, which is awesome. 5-Minute Dungeon also has great on the apps, great voices, but it's, again, really well done for 5-Minute Marvel. The art is incredible for all of the characters. And my kids love it because it's super fast paced. They're constantly throwing cards down. And while, you know, if you want to min-max it, there probably is a more efficient way to play. But the basic way to play of just symbol matching is very easy to understand. So it's also 5-minute setup. It's not, trust me, we're going to have fun with this game.
Yeah.
Okay, so you do this, I do this, you do this. You can get into it as quick as you can, probably a game of Uno, all things considered. Hmm. My only nit for any of these 5-minute games, 5-minute Dungeon, 5-minute Marvel, is that afterward, the cards are all a big mess. And I like to try to put them back in the correct power stack, and everything is shuffled together because you're just slapping cards on top of each other, so you have a big mixed up deck when each game is done. But I love it, and I think the Marvel version is, as you know, pick your IP, right? And I think whatever your favorite IP is will be your favorite version of this game, like Multiverses or Fortnite or whatever, adopts an IP very easily, and it doesn't feel forced because every IP is about heroes taking down the villains.
Yeah.
It works really well.
That's 5-Minute Marvel. It was also put out in 2018. All right. That's going to do it for this episode of DLC. We do have parting gifts coming up, so stick around for those. But Will Schultz, thank you so much for being here, man. It was awesome having you on the show.
Oh, thank you. It was a really good time. Hopefully I didn't make too big a fool of myself today.
No, just the appropriate amount, as okay, we do good. Every single week.
That's what I strive for.
You hit the quota, just barely hit the quota. So it was good.
Yeah.
I was okay. worried there because I went way over and I was like, oh gosh, I used to hit his quota.
Christian and I always tip the scales on that one. Tell folks where they can keep up with you and the things that you put out into the world.
Well, I believe we touched on it earlier. I am part of Megadads. We do stuff over at megadads.org. We've got a YouTube channel we're putting more and more videos out on all the time. Reviews, regular content pieces, lists, all that good stuff. And more. We're coming up with some new stuff real soon. I don't know how much of it I can talk about right now. But we've got some pretty cool stuff coming. And then me, personally, if I may steal the attention a little bit, I do stream on Twitch 3 times a week, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, 9:30 Central. And on Twitter, at Wondrous Will. Yes. And then I think that's it.
Very, very cool. Awesome. And constantly looking like Qui-Gon Jinn. So there's...
I do that a lot.
Bonus there. Christian Spicer, what do you got going on this week?
That newsletter's coming out, man. It's got a...
Fool me once, Christian.
I'm through the thick of it. I see the light at the end of this tunnel that has engulfed me. Newsletter's coming out. I like this Ragnarok stuff. It's about easy mode in games and stuff like that. You can subscribe to that newsletter for free at tinyletter.com/Christian Spicer. It's where I do long form writing about video games, usually one or two a month. Also, video versions of this show that you are listening to exist over on our Patreon as VODs. This show, paid DLC. You can find all of that at patreon.com/DLCpod. The videos are fun. I throw the trailers up as we're talking about them so you can see video of the games that we're talking about as we do our best to paint that picture in your head. But if you don't want to use your head for that painting of that picture, you can look at it. You can look at that pretty, pretty picture. And then Twitter's the best way to kind of keep in touch with other things that are happening here and there. And that is at Spicer, S-P-I-C-E-R.
I'm also on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Cannata, which is spelled with 2 N's and 1 T. And I have some other shows that you could check out. I'm a sports broadcaster now, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. I work for the Fan-Controlled Football League, which is elite athletes. Terrell Owens is in the league. Rashad Jennings, I believe, suited up this week. It's a wild thing to be a part of. And I am part of the broadcast team calling games from the booth every Saturday. You can find that at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. I think that's how numbers work. And that's at twitch.tv/FCF. It's also on NBCLX, Peacock, Fubo TV, DAZN. Check it out. Check it out. It's super fun. It's like Madden in real life. I also do the Filmcast, which is a movie and TV review podcast. Super fun there. And the We Have Concerns, which is a comedy science show where we talk about fun science stories and give you something to chew on that's interesting, maybe teaches you something, but we make fun of it too. And so you laugh along the way. All right, let's wrap the show up now with our parting gifts. Hey, give us a suggestion of what to do this week. Give us a parting gift. This is your parting gift. Will, do you have a suggestion to help people get through their week?
I do. It is a delightful little anime called Spy Family. It is about... Well, it is about a spy, if you can believe that. It's in a very Cold War-ish setting. It's definitely inspired by that, but the names have been changed to protect the fragile egos involved. He needs to get to a target, and the only time that target makes appearances are for school functions at the private elite school his child goes to. So he has to cobble together a wife and child on short notice and fake their way through being a family. And I absolutely love it. Every aspect of this show is phenomenal. I love the way it looks. I love the opening theme, the ending. The humor is there. It's great. It's still running, new episodes every week. I think they happen on Saturdays, but I'm going to watch the new one for this week as soon as I get done in here. So
awesome. Awesome. Well, we won't keep you too long. It, where can you watch that? Is it on a streaming service?
It is. It's on Hulu and Crunchyroll.
All right. That is Spy Family. Does that, it's Spy X Family, like Spy Cross Family?
Or something? Yeah, but I've never heard anyone pronounce the X or okay. Cross, so I stopped doing it.
Spy Family. There you go. Christian Spicer, what is your parting gift?
Tony Hawk Until the Wheels Fall Off is a documentary on HBO Max about Tony Hawk. I thought it was phenomenal. It is produced in part by Tony Hawk, so you're not going to, it's not some scathing expose. Like whenever the person that it's about is like presented by Hawk Productions, you know you're going to get a certain lens into the life of the person in which the documentary is about. But it did shed new light on Tony Hawk. It's not just sunshine and roses. He talks about the struggles he had coming up and coming through and what it's like. And what I found fascinating about it, Jeff, is after watching it, I feel like it hit on two things that we talked about on paid DLC episodes. One being the idea that success is not happiness. There's good chunks in the documentary, not to spoil it, but where Tony talks about the idea of, you know, being the best does not make you happy and how you need to decouple those things. So it was interesting to see someone else talking about that phenomenon. And then also, while they certainly did not make this direct connection to video games that I'm going to make, it's fascinating that at the beginning where Tony Hawk is coming up, other older skaters in Bones Brigade talk about seeing him doing, you know, this flippy dippy stuff that they don't see as cool or like relevant to what they're doing. And as I was watching that, having just talked, you and I talking about phone gaming, I really felt like, oh no, we're the old Bones Brigade guys looking at like, oh, this flippy dippy finger tappy stuff. Yeah. Meanwhile, the best person to have ever done it is finger tapping.
You know what though? If I got to be the Bones Brigade, that's not a bad thing to be.
Well, Tony was also in the Bones Brigade. Yeah. Spoiler for real life, not the documentary. The best. The best that ever was. But it's awesome. Phenomenal. It's an interesting look at Tony Hawk and kind of the, in my opinion, the neuroses that makes him the best that there ever was.
It has the best beginning to any documentary. It's literally just watching him now as an old man try to land a 720.
900.
Or 900, excuse me. Yeah, over and over and over and over. It's
which I think, again, speaks to powerful. His neuroses of like...
It's a powerful thing just to see him continue to try. And just getting the snot kicked out of himself, landing hard. It's, That's Tony Hawk Until the Wheels Fall Off. And is that on, what is that on?
HBO.
HBO, yeah. I have a new show that I have absolutely fallen in love with. Might be my new favorite comedy of recent times. It's a Showtime show. It's called I Love This For You. And it is hilarious. It is a show about a woman who dreams only of being a presenter on like a QVC network, you know, a home shopping channel, fake version of a home shopping channel.
Who's the lead in this?
It's Vanessa Bayer, that you know her from Saturday Night Live.
Yes,
you know, Molly Shannon is in it wonderfully. Like, I feel like Vanessa Bayer is kind of the young Molly Shannon, and it's awesome that Molly Shannon kind of plays her mentor in this. And it's kind of got a dark. There's a dark thread that goes through it as well. I don't want to spoil, but is really interesting. But man, the show is so funny. And I love Vanessa Bayer. She's that woman from Saturday Night Live that's always like smiling a little bit too large, you know, as she's as her heart is breaking. And that is really what the show is her smiling through pain. And it is so funny. It is so funny. So I highly, highly recommend I Love That For You. And it is on Showtime. All right, we got a listener suggested parting gift. And this, I'll be honest with you folks, this might be my favorite one we've ever gotten. And you'll hear why. This is from Noel Westenberg, who writes, I wanted to offer a parting gift to the listeners of the show. I would like to suggest becoming a patron of the DLC Patreon. I have been a longtime listener of the show, and when the Patreon opened, I was excited to join. I have since found the bonus show to be well worth the subscription cost, in addition to knowing the money is supporting a show I truly enjoy. I think that Jeff and Christian have done an okay job of highlighting the majority of the perks of being a patron, but I wanted to point out two big ones they have overlooked. The first perk is that they go over listener questions every episode of paid DLC. These questions are typically pulled from the comments posted on the Patreon and range from funny questions like, what are you more scared of, zombies or skeletons? Or serious ones, how did you learn to balance video games and parenthood? Or simply to have an ongoing dialogue with the patrons. I have personally had two of my questions answered, which was worth the price of the membership alone. The second perk is that you get to know Jeff and Christian better. The professional podcaster's exterior that is displayed on DLC is replaced with a more relaxed podcast jazz feel, with Jeff and Christian opening up about their past experiences and personal lives. Topics covered have ranged from parenting advice, existential dread of parting with past life trophies, or stories about the Totally Rad Show. These conversations between two friends have been the midweek pick-me-up I needed. Whether you are a longtime listener who wants to give back for all the years of enjoyment, or someone wishing you could have more DLC to listen to, think about becoming a patron of DLC. I hope we get to the 1,000 mark. Thanks for all you do, Noel. Thanks, Noel. That is very generous and kind. I know it's a bit self-serving as a parting gift, but this is a legit email we got, and I thought, hey, why not feature it? So if you are listening and haven't become a patron yet, want to give it a shot, check it out. Become like Noel. Listen, don't listen to us. Listen to Noel. Patreon.com/DLCpod.
And then because you listen to them, you can listen to more of us. Like that's
exactly that's how, it's yeah. Circle of life. Yeah.
I do love those Wednesday shows. One, I also love that they said that we were friends. Everybody heard that. So Jeff and I are in fact friends.
There's a lot of embellishment in that email, let's be honest. Well, yes. I appreciate it. If you'd like to have your parting gift read on our show, send it to us, dlcfeedback@gmail.com. And you don't have to be about us. We like hearing about other stuff too. But every once in a while, we're a little self-serving, and we take the kudos and we read it back to the audience. We appreciate it. Thank you very, very much. All right. That's going to do it for this episode of DLC. Thanks again to Will Schultz and Christian Spicer for hanging out with me. Thanks to our musical contributors, Patrick L., Sean Madigan, and Zero Star for those awesome bumpers. Thanks to our theme song composers, White Cube, which is Jason Sherry and T. Ryan Arnold. Thanks to each and every one of you who listen to the show. And a special thank you to our top Hype Train patrons right now. It's time to thank our Hype Train patrons. You know who I'm talking about. Patrons like Curtis from Louisville, Kyle Starr, Anthony Gulas, Dan Flanagan, Riley Knox, Rob Rickman, Sasan, Hank Patton, Cheesy Bob, Adam Denby, Scooby Diesel, Victor Valenzuela, Jonathan Talbert, Chris Zacharias, Matt Bradley, Jeff Luxack, Mitchell Ness, Jonathan Putney, with 1L Harris, Mark Dowling, Jimmy Radcliffe, Malcolm King, Dan Palmino, Neil Shaw, Ben, Jenny, Nate, Stu Goss, Kevin Brazell, Scott Hughes, Zachary White, Jonathan Spiceman, Forever Schlepfer, Yick, Albert of the Stuff and Junk Show Podcast, Soren Silk, Spiceman Silencer, Mike Lombardo, Michael Buck, Jackson, Travis, and Michael Stadler, Sleg the Watasha Maheni, Nick Strauss-Klein, Peter Olber, Josh Peak, Jad, Taylor Wigert, Clifton Satterfield, Jason Novak, Christian Bravery, and Octavian Ritziu. Thank you to all of you. Your generosity is appreciated. All right. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Until then, think about what you put out into the world. Make it a better place.